there, Smarty Pants. I just woke up. Or should I say, I just rolled out of bed. I didn't sleep much last night because I was so excited and a little nervous for today. Why am I so excited / nervous? Well, this afternoon, I'm speaking about podcasts at SmartyCon. That's like Comic-Con for Who's Smarted fans. Psst, yeah, it doesn't really exist. Yet. But just go with it. Anywho, there's going to be lots of imaginary smarty pants at my imaginary SmartyCon, so I want to look my imaginary best. What do you do to prepare for a big day? Me? I start with a quick shower. Brushing my teeth. And flossing. Okay, I think that's everything. Now it's time to get dressed and... Oh no! What's that? On my face! Is that a giant zit on my forehead? Smarty Pants, have you ever seen a zit before? If you know any teenagers, the answer is probably yes. But do you know exactly what a zit is? Is it A, a type of dessert? B, a clogged or infected oil gland? Or C, a type of hair? Did you say B? Great job, Smarty Pants. You're right. A zit, otherwise known as a pimple, is a small pustule or papule, which means blister or raised skin. Pimples develop when your oil glands, also known as sebaceous glands, become clogged and infected, leading to swollen red lesions filled with pus.
Gross!
While pimples are kind of gross, they're also very, very common, and pretty much everyone gets one, or two, or more, from time to time. Some researchers believe stress can cause pimples, which makes sense why I'd get one this morning. I've been very excited, nervous, and stressed about SmartyCon. But here's the thing. Pimples are just one of many things that can happen to your skin. And pimples can show up anywhere on your body where you have skin. Right now, I bet you're thinking, hey, wait a minute. Don't I have skin everywhere on my body? Yep, you sure do. And so does everyone you know. But what exactly is skin? Why is skin so important? And what are the best ways to take care of your skin? It's time for another whiff of science on...
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Okay, Smarty Pants, since I've got this big pimple on my forehead, I decided to visit a dermatology office. Do you know what dermatology is, Smarty Pants? Is it A, a branch of medicine dealing with teenagers? B, a branch of medicine dealing with oily potato chips? Or C, a branch of medicine dealing with skin? You probably said C, and you'd be right. Ah, here I am, the dermatologist's office. Luckily, my dermatologist is one of the best. She is an expert at epidermis, a savant of skincare, a connoisseur of complexion, the top popper of pimples, the...
Okay, trusty. I think you're getting a little carried away, but I do appreciate such a lovely introduction. Hi, Smarty Pants. You can call me Debbie.
Yes, Dr. Debbie the dermatologist is truly a genius of cutis, which is the true skin or dermis.
That's right. And the word dermis comes from the word epidermis, which comes from the Greek word derma, all meaning skin. Which is why a dermatologist is a doctor that deals with skin.
Now, some of you may be wondering why I need such a great dermatologist when you never actually see me. But the truth is, it's really important that you take care of your skin.
I couldn't agree more, trusty. Or should I say pimply?
Ah, I see you've noticed the enormous zit on my forehead.
It's not small.
Oh boy.
But I've seen a lot worse. And don't worry, pimples are very natural and happen to everyone.
That's what I said. Smarty Pants, you should never, ever feel bad if or when you get a pimple. Of course, when you're speaking at a SmartyCon, real or imagined, it's better to not have a giant pimple for everyone to focus on instead of listening to what you're saying. Dr. Debbie, can you help me?
Not only can I help you, I can answer any questions about skin.
Great! You know I always have questions. Let's start with a basic one. What exactly is skin?
Simply put, your skin is an organ.
An organ? Like this?
No, not that type of organ. More like your heart or your lungs.
Oh, that's interesting. True or false, Smarty Pants, your skin is your body's largest organ. Well, unless you have a heart that's bigger than you, the answer is true. If you got that right, Smarty Pants, go ahead and give the skin on your back a well-deserved pat. Of course, it seems a little strange to think of your skin as an organ. Most of your organs like heart, lungs, liver, spleen, and pancreas are inside of your body. But your skin is...
what's known as an external organ, because it's outside your body. In fact, your skin and all its derivatives, hair, nails, sweat, and oil glands, make up what's known as your integumentary system, which is your body's outer layer.
Wow, that's cool. What else can you tell us about our skin?
Human skin is divided into three layers of tissue. These three layers are epidermis, the top layer, dermis, the middle layer, and hypodermis, the bottom or fatty layer.
Wow, who knew your skin had layers? It reminds me of cake, which reminds me I haven't eaten yet. It's too bad my skin isn't made out of cake.
As fun as it might be to have cake skin, it wouldn't be very practical or safe.
Probably not. So what makes your skin so important?
Your skin is important for a multitude of reasons, and each layer has its specific functions. The epidermis, or outer layer, keeps bacteria and germs from entering your body and bloodstream and causing infections. It also protects against the rain, sun, and other elements. The epidermis also continually makes new skin cells. These new cells replace the approximately 40,000 old skin cells your body sheds every day. In fact, you have new skin every 30 days.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm not wearing the same skin I wore last month?
Nope. You're like a whole new you.
Well, it still fits like my skin.
Of course. It's important you be comfortable in your own skin.
You better leave the trusty narrator jokes to the trusty narrator.
Yeah, I'll stick to skin. Anyway, the reason you shed your skin is because it gets damaged. Everything from the sun, allergies, rashes and disease, and more are constantly attacking your skin. Your epidermis is part of your body's immune system and the first line of defense in fighting off germs and infections. But that's not all the epidermis does.
Smarty Pants, see if you can guess something that is determined by your epidermis, specifically the melanin that is contained within your epidermis. Here's a hint. Melanin is a pigment, and pigment determines color. So, the amount of melanin in your epidermis determines the color of your skin, as well as your hair and eyes.
People who produce more melanin have darker skin and may tan more quickly.
Wow, the epidermis sure does a lot. What about the other layers?
The dermis, or middle layer, has collagen and elastin in it, which are proteins that keep your skin strong and flexible. The dermis also grows hair and contains nerve receptors, which help you feel pain and differentiate between temperature of items. The dermis also makes oil, produces sweat, and supplies blood to your epidermis through vessels that keep your epidermis healthy.
Wow, sounds like the dermis is also pretty busy. Surely the hypodermis doesn't have to do too much, right?
Wrong. The hypodermis, or bottom layer of skin, is equally as important as the top two layers. The hypodermis contains fat, which acts as a cushion, protecting your muscles and bones from injuries like a bad fall. The hypodermis also has connective tissue, which attaches your skin to your muscles and bones. Finally, the hypodermis helps regulate your body's temperature. The fat in the hypodermis keeps your body from getting too hot or too cold.
Sounds to me like all three layers of skin are important.
Yes. Your skin is healthiest when all three layers are acting in perfect harmony, like an awesome musical trio.
Wow, human skin is truly fascinating.
Most people take their skin for granted, which is funny, since it's your biggest organ, plays a huge role in your health and well-being, and is a part of you most people see.
Dr. Debbie, what are some ways we can take care of our skin?
Great question, but I suggest we look at that pimple on your forehead first.
Right. I almost forgot why I was here. We'll get back to some serious skincare and some prime pimple popping right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. Smarty Pants, I'm with Dr. Deborah, a dermatologist, who has finished examining a megazit on my forehead. So, what's your pimple prognosis, Doc?
There's nothing to worry about, trusty. I washed it up, put some ointment with acne medication in it to eliminate the pimple, and you should be good as new in no time.
Great. So, it'll be gone in time for SmartyCon?
No.
No?
I'm afraid it doesn't work that fast. However, I have two ideas you can try.
Yes, please. What are they?
Maybe open with a joke. Like, you could say, at first, I didn't love this big pimple on my face, but it's growing on me.
What's the second idea?
Maybe some concealer cream.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll pick some up at the drugstore. But wait, before I go, you were about to share with the Smarty Pants some ways that they can take care of their skin and keep it healthy.
Yes, of course. I always advise to all my patients to look at their palms for their answer to healthy skincare.
Like the palms of my hand?
Not quite, although it might help the palms of your hands. And it's spelled the same way. Palms, P-A-L-M-S, is an acronym.
Oh, Smarty Pants, do you know what an acronym is? An acronym is an abbreviation made from the first letters of other words to spell out a new word. For example, NASA is an acronym for National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yep, and this is PALMS. P stands for pat dry. Instead of rubbing your skin really hard with a towel after a bath or shower, try gently patting yourself dry instead. The A stands for avoiding harsh soaps with lots of chemicals. The L stands for limiting bath time, as hot water and long showers can remove healthy oils from your skin. M stands for moisturizing dry skin. And S stands for shave carefully. Always use lubricants like shaving creams or gels before shaving.
Cool, cool, cool. Although I don't think the Smarty Pants need to worry about shaving just yet. But the Smarty Adults could take heed.
Great. Just think of palms, and you'll look and feel skin-credible.
Nice one.
Thanks, trusty. Give me some skin.
A big Smarty shout-out to Super Smarty fan Jax in Pflugerville, Texas. We hear you've listened to every episode of Who Smarted. Wow, it sounds like you smarted, Jax. This episode's skin was written by James Butler and voiced by Melissa Del Toro, Katie Lou Chastain, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Zitz Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
ICANN is proud to be a community sponsor of the PDX Parent Family Festival, presented by Xfinity. The party is returning to Savi Island on June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each year, more than 2,000 kids and grown-ups come to Topaz Farm for a day of family fun, live music, farm activities, giveaways, and community spirit. Learn more at pdxparent.com.